Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting third, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Denny McLean. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLean. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger, who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Donaldson moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Fred Gladding now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donaldson scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Hershberger moves to third. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roof moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Matchick moves to second. Lou Krause now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Matchick moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cater throws the ball into Green, who relays the ball to Donaldson, who tags Horton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Matchick scores. Cash scores. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Fred Lasher now pitching. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Jim N. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Freehan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. Freehan moves to third. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Bill Stafford now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-4 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Stanley scores. McAuliffe moves to third. Kaline moves to second. It's 8-4, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stafford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Roof reaches second base with a double. Tim Talton pinch hits for Bill Stafford. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley who is chasing the ball. Talton reaches third base with a triple. Roof scores. It's 8-5, Tigers. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.